Three-point attempt of Tim Ives from the left wing with the miss.
The lucky tip for North Huron. North Huron passes it in to Tim Ives. Tim Ives around the key to Nick Goretzky. Goretzky to Kaczynski. Kaczynski back to Kyle Case. Kyle Case driving, dishes it off to Brandon Moore, who got it stripped away by 34, Tyler Brandel. So Ubley comes up with the ball.
That's a case in for Case there. You want to be a little selfish. I know he did the unselfish thing and passed the ball, but I think he should have went up with that one.
Tyler Brandel with a nice drive, right-handed layup for Ubley. 32-24 as North Huron passed it across the half-court line. Tim Ives passed it to Nick Goretzky for the long two. Misses, and Ubley comes up with it. 22, Kurt Kibaki making some space for Ubley.
I think it's Kibaski.
Kibaski.
Depends what side of the...
We are on the side of Fillion, where it is pronounced Kibaki.
Kibaki, hail.
Oh, so you have to say it, even though his way of saying it is
although we're saying it about a kid who lives on the other side, right. So it probably should be Kibaski.
It is Kibaski, yeah.
All right, I guess I'll have to change that up.
I'm with you, Eric. I grew up here my whole life and never knew any other way to pronounce it until I got out of out of kindy.
I guess... I guess we'll figure Kibaski.
It is
Kibaski.
When you pass south of Fillion, it is then pronounced Kibaski.
Yep.
When you go north of Fillion, it is Kibaki. That is the way it's pronounced in different areas of the county.
Well, I don't want to get it wrong, so Kibaski then.
That's right. Correct.
Yeah. Anyways.
But if there was one on North Huron, it would be Kibaki.
Right. We're just going to let that go.
10-point lead here, though, for the Ubley Bearcats. 34-24, 4:39 to go here in the third quarter. It's the largest lead of the game.
And North Huron just got fouled as Kyle Case was driving. 54, the big man, Trenton Morrell, with his second foul as Kyle Case makes his first, chipping away at that Ubley lead. 34-25 with 4 minutes and 39 seconds as Kyle Case sends his next and makes that one, 34-26. Little full court pressure. Oh boy. Ubley tried to pass it. Tipped off North Huron, hit in the face. North Huron came, shot it, missed it. Ubley with the ball. And now you're caught up. Right with the ball for Ubley, drove it, got it tipped away by North Huron as he shot it. But he did come up with his own rebound. Right back with it, shoots it from about 15 feet out, makes it. 36-26, full court press by Ubley as North Huron easily breaks that one. Tim Ives passes it to Nick Goretzky. Pass it into the high post to Kyle Case. Kyle Case with that pressure by Trent Morrell, missed it, and Ubley comes up with it.
Jump ball there. Wright took the jumper shot. Well, didn't really have a chance there, but I think Morrell is looking here to tip it in. Jump ball would be North Huron. 36-26, 3:49 to go here. Ubley with the lead again against North Huron.
And that could have went either way. Trent Morrell happened to be just hanging over Kyle's back, but when you're 6'9", you really weren't touching him.
Yeah, and he was barking for the ball too, wanted it.
Nick Goretzky with the ball now off that jump ball for North Huron into Justin Clark. Clark passes it into the high post to Kyle Case. Kyle Case shoots it. The off-balance shot misses, and Wright comes up with it for Ubley. Dribbling around the top of the key.
Really impressed by Wright in this game so far.
Yeah, as a sophomore, showing a lot of poise out there. He had that real nice stretch there, about 3 or 4 minute stretch there in the second quarter. He absolutely got on fire. He couldn't miss.
I believe that was an offensive foul away from the ball by Ubley.
Two fouls now.
Number
for
24, Damian Irvine with his second foul. So North Huron comes up with the ball off that foul. Full court pressure again by Ubley as North Huron breaks it. Matt Kaczynski with the ball now for North Huron. Nick Goretzky pass, got it tipped away. Good defense by Ubley, looking for some numbers. But North Huron caught up, right with the ball at the top of the key. Driving, easily splits the defense, but was going too fast. Missed, but Trent Morrell comes up with it. Trent Morrell went up hard and got fouled hard, ended up on the ground. So Morrell is going for 2 points.
Surrounded by three Warriors there, and he just drew the foul. You know, try to drive up underneath the basket, but just drew the foul. He's going to the basket now in the line for his free throws.
Well, he came down low, and he tried bringing it up against three North Huron players.
He was planted.
Yeah, he really was. But it was an unintentional foul, I think, anyways. Trent Morrell makes his first one, 37-26. 2 minutes, 52 seconds in this third quarter as he makes his second, 38-26.
Largest lead of the game so far in this game. Ubley leading 38-26, 2:45 to go here in the third quarter.
Ubley pulled back their full court pressure, and Nikoretsky drove it, missed it, and rebounded by number 10, Kyle Romzek. Kyle Romzek passed it ahead to 22, Kurt Kaboski. And he makes that one from 15 feet out, 40-26. North Huron passed it in.
Gets called for the travel.
And another bad turnover by North Huron.
That Kaboski shot makes it 40-26, the largest lead of the game. 14-point lead here for Ubley, 40-26 against North Huron. You're listening to Cruise 102.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
After the timeout here, 40-26, Ubley leading North here on 2:25 to go here on Cruise 102, our high school boys basketball game of the night.
Just off of a bad turnover and a timeout for North Huron, Ubley with the ball to Morrell. Morrell with the turnaround, missed it. And the other big man for North Huron comes up with it, Austin Rice. Passed it to Strazeski, who's bobbing and weaving. And a bad pass
Another turnover. I was just about to say, it was another critical possession for the Warriors right now. They need to slow down and get something good going, because they've just got no flow since about midway through the second quarter. Ubley's really switched things up, and the Warriors just cannot get into a flow of this game.
Well, Ubley with the possession again. And Brandon Moore kind of going up against the big man, Trent Morrell.
Somebody missed their assignment, and 5'9" Brandon Moore had the unenviable task of going up against 6'9" Trenton Morrell, and the 6'9" guy is going to win that battle 9 times out of 10.
But I got to say, good job to Brandon Moore. He had quite the hops on that one, almost blocked it.
You know, for a big man, too, he's making his free throws and puts Shaquille O'Neal to shame.
Sorry, Shaq.
When you're that big, you're obviously going to get fouled, and a lot of your points can be made up right on that line. And I don't think a lot of kids spend the time, but you look at Morrell, he's got a nice touch on from the line, and I think that's where he can make a lot of his points. And you might see that later in this game.
And Morrell misses his second, so you guys jinxed him. But Ubley comes up with the rebound and passed it out of bounds, so North Huron's going to come up with that.
41-26, 1:52 to go here in the third quarter. Ubley with the lead against North Huron High School boys basketball action here on Cruise 102.
And I think the Warriors only have one three-pointer in this game, maybe two if I'm not mistaken. And that's a big part of their game, is shooting threes, and they have not been able to really get anything going from beyond the arc either.
And unfortunately, another big part tonight has been turnovers, another one for North Huron, so Ubley comes up with it. Kyle Romzek passes it to number 14, Austin Burton. Good pressure by Strazeski, drove it, shot it, missed. Got fouled on the floor, though, I believe.
MHSA official Brent Wainer really adamant on calling that play there.
It was on the floor, yeah. So Ubley's going to take it out of bounds. That foul was on number 12, Mike Strazeski. That's his first, team third. As Ubley passed it into Morrell, just underneath Got some good pressure by Austin Rice.